Proclamation number 7089, dated the April 11th, 1958. I am the bread of life, the manna which comes down from heaven. Single quote. Don't be satisfied by merely feeding yourselves in an earthly way, by providing the body with the bread you require in order to live. Rather desire the bread of heaven instead, which is nourishment for your soul. And believe me, in an emergency the latter will also be able to maintain the body, but the former will never serve the soul in its higher development. This is why I have said, I am the bread of life, the manna which comes down from heaven. Single quote. For if you digest me myself, my word, you will live in eternity. Yet your body will cease to exist even if you constantly feed it with earthly food. It is given its time, and when this is over no earthly nourishment will help in order to keep it alive. For this reason you should be more concerned with bestowing life to your soul. You should incessantly feed it with the bread of heaven. You should make the nourishment available to it, which can only be offered to it from me. Therefore, you should approach me directly and appeal to me for true nourishment and true refreshment. And always remember my words, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Single quote. If only people believed this promise. However, all their thoughts and intentions are purely earthly inclined, and yet, no person can extend his body's life for even an hour if my will has decided otherwise. But neither can a person give life to his soul if he lets it go hungry, if it remains without food and drink for the sake of the body. But since you humans know that the body needs food in order to live, you become guilty if you don't provide for the soul as well, which cannot cease to exist. You become guilty because I approach you time and again offering food for your soul, because you are repeatedly addressed by my messengers and need only listen to them and live up to their words in order to provide me with the opportunity to nourish and refresh you spiritually for the benefit of your soul. Time and again my word is made accessible to you. Time and again you are requested to enter into contact with me. You are invited to a feast and can come to my table at any time and thus accept nourishment from me for your soul. For my word is the heavenly bread, it is the living water, my word is flesh and blood. Only my word is the right food for your soul which will help it attain the life it will never lose again. And because you so scarcely satisfy your soul's needs, you will also have to suffer physical adversity. The time will come when you, too, will lack in that which you require for your earthly life. If my adversary does not provide enough for you, that you will forget about your soul. But if you have not utterly fallen prey to him as yet, the tangible earthly adversity could still prompt you to turn to me and appeal to me to revoke the latter. And then your soul can be nourished at the same time, because every bond with me will provide strength for the soul, which will thus signify being spiritually fed. The bread of heaven is indispensable, and from the fact that I described myself as the bread of life, it is evident that you must come close to me myself, that I want to give myself away, because I would like to give life to your soul. And you truly need not walk far in order to be with me. You need only enter into silence and turn your thoughts to me. Then you will draw me to yourselves. You oblige me to offer you my gifts, to offer you nourishment and refreshment. For as soon as you make mental contact with me during silent prayer, you will also open your heart, so that I myself can enter, and then you will truly not need to go hungry anymore. And I will not only nourish you spiritually but also in an earthly way, for this is the promise I made and I will keep my word, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Single quote. Amen.